Protesters at a facility in Berks County say the family's treatment by immigration officials flies in the face of Thanksgiving tradition. Those families could have been deported as early as Sunday. Troy Turner is with the coalition of civic groups fighting family detention.
Deporting families seeking refuge right before Thanksgiving, nonetheless, is like peak un-American.
Adriana Zambrano, with a Reading-based legal nonprofit, says the immigration system is unlawfully holding and deporting families.
Seeking asylum is perfectly legal. The only thing that is illegal here are the rules under which these people, these families, are being held.
The Federal Circuit Court in Washington, D.C. stopped the deportations so it can review motions in a case challenging the process of how families were interviewed and denied asylum. There are 20 adults and children in the Berks Center, according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials. Six of those people are part of the court order. ICE officials say family detention is done appropriately and in conformity with the law. Anthony Orozco, WITF News.